Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. Overnight Sunday to Monday, a burglar entered that Berlin Ausländerbehörde in Moabit. The thieves broke into a steel cabinet and got away with various ink stamps, seals, and blank documents. The burglary was noticed Monday morning around 5:45, and police investigations are underway. It was only in September that unknown persons broke into the Berlin Police Department at Platz der Luftbrücke, stealing various antiquities from the department's history collection, such as service awards, Gestapo badges, as well as the Order of Merit of the Federal Republic of Germany from the former police president, Johannes Sturm. The burglars had access to a scaffolding in the courtyard, and a window safety device was bypassed in order to enter. Moreover, at the end of April, there was a similar case when someone invaded the Bürgeramt on Frankfurter Allee, stealing prefabricated passports, identity cards, and driver's licenses. According to estimates by the district Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, the damage was in the middle five-digit range. It is unknown if any or all cases are related. The insolvent airline Air Berlin will probably have to cease operations by October 28th, according to a letter from the company published on Monday. Tickets for flights after that will no longer be valid. CEO Thomas Winkelmann and the authorized representative in the insolvency proceedings, Frank Kebekus, recalled in the letter that the agreed exclusivity of sales negotiations with Lufthansa and EasyJet would end this Thursday. And not every Air Berlin employee will find a new job with the buyers. Therefore, everyone should actively look at the labor market. According to the threatened dismissals, talks on compensation and social plan should begin this Monday. The Verdi Workers' Union demanded a clear statement from the airline and the installment of a transfer company from the buyers. A transfer company would secure payment of dismissed employees for a certain period of time. But the union has little to say in the process, as it is not part of the insolvency negotiations. Air Berlin had filed for insolvency in August. As reported by the Berlin Fire Brigade, a chlorine gas accident at a public swimming pool in Buch sent three people to the hospital for respiratory irritation early yesterday afternoon. A total of 80 emergency forces responded, as it was unclear how many injuries there would be. Before the arrival of the fire brigade, the swimming pool was evacuated. Responders in protective suits sealed a defective chemical container, followed by venting the building. Whether the pool will reopen today is still unclear. The fantastic Foxhole Hostel in Neukölln was popular with backpackers and operated illegally since its opening in April, which is why the local authorities asked guests to leave their rooms and the police shut down the hostel yesterday morning. Jochen Biedermann from the Green Party said that the closing was announced to the owner prematurely, but he did not react. He regretted that the guests had to suffer, but it was important to end a continuous breach of law. The owner of the house demanded a dismissal of Biedermann on Twitter and accused him of using, quote, Nazi and Stasi methods. The tenants who also live in the house were more positive about the closing. They had complained to the owner about the noise in the hostel and the associated club for months. The house owner responded with threats to end their contracts. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.